Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollering, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Psychic Access Talk Radio at Psychic Viewpoint. I'm Bobby Marcheso, along with my other co-host, which we'll introduce here in just a few moments. Happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully, you got full. I'm absolutely stuffed like I do every year for Thanksgiving, and it's just been a wonderful, terrific day. We've got people in the chat room. If you can join us in the chat room, we're going to be taking some questions from there as well. Of course, this is our Thanksgiving show. Again, what we've said that we would do is readings for the entire 2 hours that we're here, and we're all excited to be able to do that. I do want to introduce, again, my co-host for the show. First off, we'll talk with Miss Maureen. Maureen is with us tonight. Hi, Maureen.
Oh, hello.
How are you? Did you get stuffed? Did you have a good turkey day?
No, I haven't had my Thanksgiving yet at all.
What?
In fact, yeah, I haven't. I'm going to have it afterwards. I decided to stay home alone. Never mind.
That's just pathetic, isn't it? Oh,
no, it's lovely. And in fact, it's lovely because the sunset was incredible. And I just looked out there again. And, you know, I live down by the beach and it was just ending. It's just gorgeous. So I'm going to be going down to my neighbors after this. And then I'm going to have my Thanksgiving. So there.
There you go. Okay. So tell me about, now, do you call them gifts, talents, abilities?
I call them just,
different, isn't it, for everyone?
It's like, what up with that is what I call them.
It's like, so what the heck's your deal?
Well, my deal is this. All I know is what I know. But I am I feel things. And I also work at PsychicAccess.com with the rest of us. With the rest of us, I'm also I'm an empath and also a tarologist. I'm a tarot reader, and yeah, that's actually my main. I'm really well versed, and it was not what I chose to do, but I am very objective, and I take pride in that when I'm helping people, and I love my work, and I've been doing this for 23 years. There you have it.
There you have it. All right, thank you
yeah.
so much.
Yeah.
And also one of our other co-hosts, one of our favorites I'm finding among the chat room because he has such a dreamy voice, apparently. It's Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Bobby. Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, from what I understand, Steve, you have a new microphone this evening. Is that correct?
I do. It's very exciting, isn't it?
It's downright so. Do you call them talents, abilities, gifts? How do you refer to your deal, what you do.
Well, I don't like to use the word gift myself because I believe that we all have intuitive ability. It's, you know, if you think of physical intuition, we literally get feelings in our bodies that are intuitive, and there are different levels of intuition. But we all have the ability to connect with each other energetically, to connect with the spirit world. And I would say my abilities, which are abilities that I focused on, but they're not mine. They're available to everybody that chooses to focus on.
It's strange because I try not to offend, but, you know, when people call it a gift and this wasn't given to me. Like, sometimes I guess I picture that like an angel came down and said, go forth and do that. And it didn't happen.
It's a British angel.
It is a British angel. Hello, Bobby. It is a British angel.
Where's Austin Powers?
Most angels are British. I don't know why.
That remark.
Yes. But Steve also works at Psychic Access with us as well. And is it fair to say psychic medium, Steve?
Yes. Yeah, fair. I okay. describe myself as a psychic medium.
And then we also have our guest host this evening, whose name is Res Miranda, and apparently also a favorite here. Not among only the hosts, but among most of the people that listen. I say most of the people, I'm sure all of the people that listen to the show. But she also works for us at Psychic Access. She's the Law of Attraction practitioner, destiny coach, host of Get Resmerized, and what I have to ask her about, Fringe Dweller. I've never heard that term before, Res Miranda. What is that?
That's a term I use for being too curious for my own good sometimes, actually.
Ooh, I'm a Fringe Dweller.
Right.
Yes.
Start a club. Yeah. Shut up.
So tell me about your gifts, abilities, talents.
Well, I'm clairvoyant and clairsentient, which means I see things and hear things. And I don't discuss that with anybody in the psychology profession or therapy or anything like that. But I like what Steve said about them being skills and capabilities and abilities that everybody can access and develop. So that's what I've been doing for most of my life. You know, you find out, I didn't find out until I was an adult that... you know, what was happening.
I know it. Well, you don't. I think you have to have life experience, don't you? You have to have enough. If you're going to be talking to people and help guiding them through certain situations, I think you have to have a certain amount of life experience that goes along with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't be 20 years old or 25 years old and call yourself an expert in anything, I don't think, especially spiritual matters, because I think it's our challenges that show us what divinity is for. So there you go.
Absolutely. Well, very nice. Well, thanks. I'm glad that you're here tonight. And
I'm delighted.
We just thought it was appropriate. It's Thanksgiving, and I'm sure that most of our guests anyway are enjoying a lovely dinner with their families and whatnot. So we thought it might just be a good idea. I'm finding, you know, I most everybody's hooked up to Facebook, and I find that some of the posts always revolve around, well, it's our first holiday without grandpa or without dad or without so-and-so, and I think we all had agreed that this would be a lovely time to try to get in touch with people's loved ones. And it just to be clear, though, you don't have to – if you're calling in for some type of question, it doesn't have to revolve around your loved ones. You're more than welcome to ask anything that you want. Anything's on the table. With all four of us here, I'm sure that there's nothing that would throw us for a loop or nothing that we couldn't answer for you. We're also going to take calls or questions from the chat room as well. So if you have somebody that you think might benefit, call up your friends, have them join us in the chat room, or give us a call. We did post the number earlier in the chat room, but if you're going to call in, here is the number, 724-444-4851. So that's the number to call in, and I don't see any reason, if everybody's ready, that we should maybe get started. We already have a phone call from Florida for Rez. If you want to start out tonight and see what
I'd love to.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Hello. Who am I talking to?
Hello,
in Florida. Hi. Speak up nice and loud for me.
Hi.
She's echoing and stuff. Can't really hear you at all.
Hello, this is
There's
Lisa.
A good one.
Okay, hi. Can you tell me your name again, please?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What can I look at for you?
I want to see if you can connect with my mother.
Your mother. All right. I should tell you that I'm not a medium, but I can connect through energies and spirits using the tarot. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we have here. All right. Oh, interesting. The very first card, I didn't mean to scare you. People hate it. God, why did she always say that? Interesting in a good way. The first card I have is the Judgment card. This is a card about passing over. It's a card about final decisions, finalities, things you can't take back or do over, not necessarily in a bad way. But it's very much about having reached the end of a situation, like your mom passing over. And we're seeing the King of Wands here also. This tells me that she's with a male person who is... Normally the kings are older men, but I feel like this is a younger guy. I feel like she's with a younger man, who was younger when he passed over, of course, younger, that's related to you. And I'm getting the word brother. And I don't know if this is somebody that you know or that you was alive when you were, but I'm feeling the spirit is just telling me that your mother is with a brother. I'm sorry?
Passed away a few years ago.
A few years ago. Okay. All right. Now, the thing about where she is right now, oh, wow, and I'm also seeing a father. Okay.
Yeah, my father, too.
Okay. Golly, that's... Are you feeling like you got left by yourself here? Is that what the deal is? Because, you know, I really feel that I'm seeing...
No, that happened over... That's happened over a six-year span of time. I'm pretty much alone where I'm living now. My kids, I only have my kids, but I do feel alone most of the time.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, in a nutshell, really. I believe that all of these people are coming to you, that are connected to you, that are together in spirit, are saying that they're together with you today. Because I'm also seeing the moon card, and the moon card is about being unclear, like there's a fog in front of you or around you and surrounding you. And I feel like you feel that there's some kind of separation between you and them. And they want you to know that's not true, and I want you to know that's not true, okay? There's no, you don't, what spirit says that you need to know, is what I'm trying to say, is that you need to understand that they can hear you. You need to understand that they still love you and that you can still love them and that you can still communicate. You've been saying, can I, can they? Is it true? What if? You don't need to do any of that anymore. You can connect with them and you can talk to them. And if you ask them to show you, especially your mom, to show you something tangible in your life, where you are, some confirmation that they're with you, then that will happen, okay? But the biggest thing Spirit is giving me for you is don't question anymore whether or not they really are gone or separated from you or whether or not they're there or can communicate with you or vice versa, okay? The connection is being made and it is there. And the love is still there, okay? It's still active and it's still there, especially tonight, okay? Is she gone?
I don't know. Did she? Are you still there from Florida?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
All right.
Hopefully that made sense for you. She's just really quiet, I guess.
Bless your heart. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully she'll get a hold of us on Psychic Access too and let us know how she's doing.
Yes, very good. All of us, by the way, can be found on Psychic Access. So if you don't get a chance to be read tonight, you can always visit us at the Psychic Access website as well and talk to any one of our co-hosts or anybody, in fact, that isn't part of the show necessarily. We have a wonderful staff that works with us as well. So we're going to take our next caller, Maureen. You're
yes.
next. You have a call from New Jersey. New Jersey.
New Jersey. Hi, New Jersey. My mom's from New Jersey. Hi, New Jersey.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? What's your name,
can you hear me?
Please?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I can hear
you. My name
I'm sorry.
Is Diana.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Diana.
Diana. Thanks, Diana.
Diana.
Diana. Right? Yeah.
Yes. I'm having
Got
a little
it.
Trouble hearing you a little bit.
Oh, you are? Okay. Well,
okay.
I'll just
Go
talk
ahead.
Louder. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay. What would you like me to focus on for you tonight?
Well, I do have a specific question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
I would like to move out of New Jersey, and I would like to go to Alabama. And I'm wondering, do you think that will happen, and when?
Okay. But you said the operative word. You want you? Do you desire this? So,
yes.
You know, I think in the recent, I can say recent, past sort of way, you felt you didn't have the strength or the energy to do this. I feel that you've already been celebrating about, you've made your choice. I see it happening I mean, I see that you've, like, you know, with women friends or sisterly, like, you know, connection friends, and saying, yeah, this is something, everybody's, these women are embracing you. And I do feel, absolutely, I see you in a different location using, I don't know if you work or if you're, it's interesting, it's a new creative type of thing that, it's just a new opportunity for anything to do in business matters, adventures, or a project of some sort. And I feel that if you are, there's been so much commotion around you. I call it from the group. The group could refer to people around your work, just people that have been poking at you, coming at you, that you've just, you know, are ready to detach and move, go about your business and walk away. Not just walk away, but not be part of that. And I do feel you're in real need, though, in the next month or in the next weeks ahead, especially. You've been overextending yourself, and you need to get some rest. And I get absolutely get a good feeling. I think where you're now at, you said, where were you? Did you say you're in New Jersey? So, things aren't what they turned out to be. I think that when you maybe were there, you thought, oh, your wishes and, you know, be careful what you wish for, it might come true type of deal. It's not that it was a bad so much experience, but I think that you're getting to be able to now to pick your road that you were supposed to maybe go on prior to this. It's okay, but it looks fantastic. And also, you need to. Diana, do you work for a company? Have you been working for a company or a business or your own business partner, anything like that?
Not lately.
Okay. Is there something that you want to do? Oh, I'm echoing, sorry. Is there something you want to do as far as, because I do see you getting involved. The thing is, you always, for you, with you, I think that you sometimes remember how much you don't, in the past, you've not been acknowledged for your abilities of whatever you put my, and someone else gets all the credit. I feel Alabama is close at hand. There looks like there's male energies around that say otherwise. I feel that you would thrive very much so, and I see it happening in you making a move towards there in the next 3 months.
Really?
Or at least getting an idea of going out there and checking, yes. I'm just picking up 3 months from around, within 3 months, that I see you really making this, not just talking about, making it so. And I think it looks very positive for obvious reasons. So, but there is some energy coming from male. There's a male energy. He looks like a sun figure. I don't know. He's very aggressive and likes to tell people like you what is best for you and what isn't best for you, you know, that kind of thing. I think it's your time now to do what you desire and what's best for you. I think you've already went that route of kind of going along with what was best for someone else or others. Mm-hmm. Diana, are you there?
Okay, so it's looking good. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
It looks great.
Okay, yes.
And I think you've made your decision. I think that you've been talking. Like, I really feel that you're ready for this. You may have been, but like I said, you do tend to, it seems like you exhaust yourself, so take care of yourself. I'm not saying you're going to get sick or anything like that, but you need time just to have a moment of peace or meditation, even 3 minutes, you know, just kind of be at peace. And I feel that you're ready to go. And it looks very positive. And what you don't want to do is go as, create your handmade life. A handmade life is made by hand. It's the most authentic. It's your time now. It's really positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Well, yeah, you're reading this
bullet.
So, I send you well wishes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. There you go. Thank you, Maureen. All right, we're going to take another call. Listen, for all the people who are in the chat room, here's the thing. We've posted it a couple of times. We're going to get to questions, but what we're going to do is every four questions. So once a reader, we have four readers tonight, obviously, four co-hosts on the show. We're going to each do one reading, and then I will get to a question in the chat room. But if you post your question in the chat room before then, I can't go through and sift through everybody's chat just to find your question. So please, please, please wait until I say we'll take a question from the chat room and then repost, and then we'll pick somebody to try to do it in the order that we can. Okay, so bear with us as we're trying to get to everyone. And speaking of everyone, Steve, you're up next, and there's a caller from California.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bobby. Who's calling from California?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hi. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ivan.
Good evening, Ivan. How can I help?
I'm actually calling to ask about my about my career and if there are any changes coming along soon.
Okay. Well, as soon as you ask that question, Ivan, and intuitively my guides point me to the month of February, and I'm drawn to the middle of February. I do feel that you've really applied yourself well. My guides are pointing to your mind, your brain, your head, and that's always a sign to me that you're a really bright guy, and you've applied yourself well. There's a lot more study for you. My guides give me the sense that you are very, very capable academically, and I feel that learning, teaching, sharing information and knowledge is a really key part of your path. And I don't get the feeling that stops. It's as though it's just a way of being, a way of life. And my guides are showing me a quill as well. I feel a good writing ability. I don't feel that you're quite aware of your potential. There's some hesitation on your part. There's something that's stopping you from really shooting for the stars. But I feel there is shift in February. And actually, the month of April comes up again. April comes into my mind. So there's change in February, but things really accelerate in April. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. It does. Well, I guess not yet. The months, we'll see. But it sounds positive.
But does the theme, the type of work, your work, your purpose feel right to you?
Yes.
Yeah. You really must pursue that opportunity to learn. But I see in my mind a lot of research, and my guides are just wanting to remind you that, you know, we learn from existing sources, so we can learn from other people, we can learn from existing methodologies, we can learn so much that way. But don't presume, they're saying to you, don't presume that all of the knowledge is outside of yourself. Be aware that you have access to an enormous amount of knowledge and creativity yourself, and you're very much in tune with spirit. You're somebody that can channel information, insight, all kinds of things. So remember that you want to learn as much as you can from everyone else and from all external sources. But in actual fact, the greatest breakthroughs, the greatest pieces of work in your life will come from spirit through you as the source. Okay? You're welcome. And one other thing, the name David comes up very clearly. And when I ask my guides, is this a connection with spirit or an existing connection? They're saying no, and they point me out 3 years. But they're saying to you, be aware of the name David. There's a very good opportunity to collaborate with the name David in about 3 years, but go for it. You've got incredible potential. I wish you a huge amount of luck and success.
That's great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great. Nicely done, Steve. All right. We're going to take one more phone call here, and then we'll get to a question in the chat room. Some people are still typing in their questions, and I'm telling you, you're going to get left out. I'm so sorry, but we just wait until we ask and then post your questions, and we'll be very fair about it. We have people monitoring the chat room, and we'll be very fair about it and get everybody in the proper order. Meanwhile, I guess there's somebody on the line from New York. Hello?
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. What's your name?
My name is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you? New York City, you're calling from.
Yes, yes.
Very cool. Okay. Well, how can I help you tonight? What would you like to talk about?
Romance or the lack thereof.
Oh, honey. Okay.
This has to do with me, of course, and someone by the name of Bob. And I just want to know where things are going with us. Things seem rather quiet.
So, they do seem quiet. And a lot on his part, I didn't hear what his name was. I apologize. It kind of trickled out right as you were mentioning his name. But I can get just like a part of with me, and you so have to know this, that I like to be very honest with people. You know what I mean? I don't want to pump you up with information. I figure you got enough people lying to you on the outside. You don't need me doing the same thing. So with this particular relationship, and I wouldn't tell you this also if I didn't think that you already felt it to some degree, I think it's kind of a bit of flat line there, and it does seem like on his part, you know? It feels like trying to continue to start it is just not getting kickstarted here, despite all of your effort. So I don't necessarily see that it's going to get kickstarted, just because it seems like he's kind of set in his ways, especially in the past 2 years. You know, he's whatever happened, there's change that happened in his life. It just seems like he became, I don't know if more melancholy is it, but more just kind of in his head. You know what I mean? Like focused just on other things and just kind of, I guess, flatline. It's the only way I can explain it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't see us seeing each other in other areas, in particular work.
Well, if you're asking it that way, yes. I mean, I can still see you guys having that type of connection, and you know, but if you're looking for something romantic, I don't necessarily feel the sparks there. But are you, why do you ask that? I mean, do you guys work together? Is there a chance that you're going to work together or something like that? I mean, because it's, in a sense, that's kind of two different questions, right?
It seems like two questions, but it's not.
Okay.
We actually met while we were working.
Okay.
And sparks going bonkers when we met, and then all of a sudden things just went flat, but I know for a fact that at some point our paths are going to cross again.
Absolutely, and I feel that too. I think you're right about that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, that just really stuttered out. We're having, just so everybody knows, we're getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of traffic tonight, so things may just be a little bit delayed, and we may also get a few echoes and things like that. So were you asking a question, love? Try it again.
No, basically what I was saying was that, you know, we met.
Oh, no, I heard that part. I'm sorry. Yeah, you met at work, sparks were flying in, it kind of got flat. And I think you're right. You're definitely going to run into each other again. It's kind of weird because I can almost see what you're saying. Like if you ran into each other again, the sparks would go, but then it just, again, there's just like running out of gas. So that's why I say I don't know that there's enough there for you guys to maintain any type of relationship. It's a quick spark, but then it just seems to go flatlined on you. But I think next year is going to bring a few changes for you anyway, probably around mid-January. We'll bring a few changes for you. You're going to see things a bit differently. It just feels brighter to me. you know, it just feels like you're kind of in a shady zone right now. Just and then after the first of the year, things will start coming to light just a bit more. And I think you're gonna change a little bit. And then I think you'll actually have a couple of prospects that would be good for you that will probably be more in line of your vibration, if you know what I mean. Right now you're kind of going through a shift. If you've noticed these past 2 months, you can't seem to either make up your mind or something. You've been kind of on the fence with things, or you're just a little confused, you know, all of that type of thing. But you're going to come out of that in the next couple of months, because we're going into the first of the year. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So at the first...
at least I have an answer.
What's that, sweetheart?
I said, thank you for your answer. I was looking for an answer, a definitive answer, and you gave me one.
You're welcome. I'm sorry it's not the one. Sometimes it's not always the one that we want, is it? But it's always, I guarantee you, it's always what we need to hear, or what we need. And so, you know, absolutely. I think you deserve it, and you're a no beat around the bush kind of person. And like I say, just wait until the middle of January, when things will start coming to light. It just feels like you'll be coming out of the woods, as it were. And then things will really start picking up and getting brighter for you. And again, a couple of different prospects for you that will come into your life. So, okay?
Thank you so much. You have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad you took the time.
You're welcome.
All right,
bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, bye. All right. Now's the time. If you have a question in the chat room, we've got Res Miranda that will take one of your questions. I kind of know, Doug, if it's all right, I know who I would like to ask a question first, because I think it's a she, but she came on first. Unless you already have somebody, Doug, that you know of, but I think the name was, is it Sims or Dims? Was also said from out of the country, couldn't call in. And so forgive us while we're just kind of stalling here for just a moment so that she can kind of type in her question. And if I don't see it here in just a few moments, we got to keep things rolling, and I'll get to a couple of other questions, because people are typing like crazy. Wonderful, wonderful.
Right.
No, we're still – oh, no. Well, I might have to move on. All right, Res Miranda, are you ready? I'm just going to give you a question here so we can kind of keep things moving. You're in the chat room.
Please
now.
Enter the call, yes. ID.
Do you see that one from Azer? Looks like the very first question.
Oh, yes, from Azer. I feel my life is going nowhere and think
enter
that bad
pin,
things are going to happen to me. And it's making me feel
enough.
Down. Any help? And Azer, I saw you type that a couple more times, and I was thinking, let me get that one, so it worked.
You are now joining the call. You are unmuted.
All right, yeah, you feel like your life is going nowhere, and bad things are going to happen to me. Okay, well, I'm going to pull a couple cards for you, of course, but first I'm going to pull my law of attraction coaching on you here for a second, and just kind of lovingly let you know, and as I put my virtual arm around you, that, you know, hon, as long as you feel that way and believe that way, then that's exactly what's going to happen to you. You're right. But I'm going to tell you how to be wrong about that, okay? Let's fix it. The way to not fulfill your own prophecy is to do absolutely anything you can to make yourself happy. And that may sound like the hardest thing in the world to do right now, but what I want you to do tonight, and I'm psychic, so I'll know if you don't, what I want you to do tonight is think of one thing, think of something, remember a time, a situation, a circumstance, when you felt good, when you felt happy, when you just were so in the zone of ecstasy that you didn't want it to end. Relive that moment. And don't say to me, I can't think of any. Do not do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll know if you do. Find one thing. Take the time and find one thing. And then I want you to relive that moment. And I want you to keep that feeling with you. And what that's going to do is act as a cue for you. You're going to take that memory and you're going to say, I'm going to use this every time I feel like this, even if it's 1,000 times a day. I'm going to relive that moment. And that is going to tell your brain that you're not going to feel like that anymore. And it's going to tell your heart that you're not going to feel like that anymore. And guess what? You're not going to feel like that anymore. So, you know, and I'm not meaning to, lessen or make light of any issues that you might be having right now or challenges that you're having. But I'm telling you that this works. Okay. Now I'm going to pull a card for you and I'm going to see what you can expect to happen next, whether or not you do what I say. But you'll just be happier if you do what I tell you. Okay.
wouldn't most people, you know what? Don't just we tell you. All right. Just do it.
I'm saying.
We're just saying.
Okay.
The angels are so telling me that you just need to do what I say right now.
Right. It's so easy. Isn't it better to be controlled by people like us than by people on television?
Okay. Yes. It's right. So true. No, I think that was great because I read that question earlier too, and I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, it's total law of attraction. People are not getting or understanding that what you guys put out there, what you're saying and the energy, that's how we do what we do. We listen to your question and see if you're in vibration with it. Yeah. In other words, you call up and say, how's my love life? And this wasn't for the last caller. She didn't do this at all. But I'm just saying most of the questions revolve around relationships, and they will call up and say, do you think I'll get a boyfriend? Because I don't think I will. But what do you think? You know, and it's like, well, sheesh. And then they want
magic. Or I always have. You know.
Yes, yes. So it's quite like that all the time. So you have to match your vibration with what it is you're intending and what you want out there. And hopefully that's something that we can do as well. I do a lot of coaching in that direction. That's perfect, Rez. Thanks. Yeah. All right. We've got, I think we're going to hit the phone lines right now. And Maureen, I believe, unless, Doug, I haven't heard that if we have somebody else on the line, we said that we had a few callers. And so we want to go another round. And then we will, as soon as we get done with those calls, we'll come back to the chat room. And Bims, I promise you, all of us have kept an eye out for you. And Doug has got your questions. We're all lined up, so it's perfect, okay? Maureen, you are up next. We have a call from New York also.
New York. Hi, New York. This is Maureen. Da, 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 da.
I've meant to put a fanfare in there. I don't know. I've asked Doug to get on that. I don't know what's going on.
I heard a voice. Hi, New York.
I'm here.
There.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi.
And what's your name, please?
This is Tony from New York.
Tony from New York. Okay, Tony, I'm ready for you.
Oh, okay, because I wasn't hearing you clearly. Okay, I was just getting an echo. Hi, yes. I've been recently been under a lot of stress with family hurt and friends, and I'm trying to release that. I'm also on a spiritual path. I just want to see how that's going to pan out or how you see it's going to pan out.
Okay, so Tony,
my near
Tony. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Tony. So what you're saying, you're recently on, did you say family hurt?
Family, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Got
family
it.
Family and friends.
Yeah.
It's kind
and,
of like
and,
there
and friend. I got it. Very much so.
Okay.
I identify with things of that nature. You know,
okay.
You have a very good, I'll tell you something. What's happening here is you have been through a lot, but you also have this outlook. I mean, you've had this outlook, whatever's gone on with you and stuff that you really desire, really strongly desire, what you desire and you wish for, whatever word you want to wish is kind of, well, whatever. You deserve it, and it's very deserving. And I think that you've had, your heart's been broken, and it's not just it's everybody, it's family. It can be, it's not just I'm talking about romance. It's just hurt. Excuse me, and it's always been by way of interference, like through a situation of a third, either a troublemaker, God, you know, you've been used as a scapegoat,
yes.
Just stuff like that nature. And, you know, frankly, I don't see that much. I do see it, my name's Shirley, but Frank, you don't know anybody named Frank, do you know? Frankly, my dear, no. Anyway, oh no! I'm doing gone with the wind. No, I'm honestly Tony. I do see there's I'm picking up a man who is a raging. I would not one. I'm not saying he's going to kill you, but I would not. He can snap. You know of him. He is not good energy, and he has issues big time that he needs to work out. I don't know if he's connected to family or if he's just. I get a feeling he has some big time anger issues, and he needs to go to anger management. Okay, but the thing of it is, don't underestimate right. him. Do you know who this might be? Tony?
Yes, I do know who it is.
Okay,
oh, yes,
good.
Absolutely.
So don't underestimate him, because I do see he's not on the higher vibration. He's on the lowest of lows, and that means he just – you don't need to be in the midst of him. You don't – you know what I mean. Anyway, it does appear to me like you're getting some really good insight, like that of a student or that – I'm not saying you're going to conventional schooling, but you're learning. You're learning the spiritual path, what you were – I think that's what you made mention of. You are absolutely absorbing it like SpongeBob because he's a sponge. You know, it's like every – it's a really good time for you to be on a quest as a person like that. As we all are, even after so many years with me, you're really able to absorb it, and it's a really fine time, and remember it in this time period, because sometimes you won't be on that quest so much, because everything is that you're getting, it's really coming through. I see, I'm getting, there's some generosity coming your way, in materials or grant or something that would allow you to do research. I'm not clear on that. You have, you know what's happened? You have decided to get healthy, and you've decided not to deal with the dynamics of the family, dynamics of your friends, and you've stepped out of that role. So by doing that, you're not in the play, and everybody probably came at you pretty good. But I see nothing but good things. You're no longer going to ride alongside somebody while they're getting, the big old – no, I'm not going to say that. Everybody will crack up. Why, they're getting applauded, not clapped. Getting a clap.
Right.
But also, you're heading towards
a finally.
Yeah, no, but you've done – but you know what? When you do what's happened to you and the family dynamic, it's not – it's like I don't see you as a victim, for one. I want to make that clear. I don't see you as a victim. I feel that you've been in the role that you have been for so long that it was part of the dynamics, you know. Even with friends, but it comes from the family from the start. You are heading towards a spiritual death. But this is a very good positive thing because it's the last – it's like this is the end of it. And then by that, you'll get to start healing. And this has been going on for 10 years or so. And a healing will begin. And – you know what? I see a mother figure here, a mother figure, very positive. Your mother, is your mother still here in this world that we live in? Tony? Tony?
Yes, my mom's still living.
Okay. If you've had any problems with her in the past, I see her in the future, in the next, you know, after the first of the year, into the 4 months, or whatever. I could be wrong on that. She looks like she's really positive and supportive. Go figure. Maybe it might be interesting, but it does look positive. It's a mother figure. Okay, I'm going to put it that way. And she's also looking for a deeper meaning. You know, you have some really great things coming. Even all the havoc's going on, and I can feel your pain in your heart, but it's been over. You're not a victim, and I really want to make that clear. And I applaud you. Because it must have been a very hard time.
I feel like one,
to you.
But okay.
So you're
I'm
doing
sorry,
exactly
just,
what you're doing,
like victim,
and also you're in the right direction, and you're doing just fine. And bless your heart, and I can identify with everything, very much so. What's going on? Or I feel it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony.
God
you take
you.
Care.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to meet you.
You too, Tony. Bye bye.
Bye, hon. Yes. Bye.
That's tough, isn't it, Maureen? You know, you've totally, like you said, empathic, and I think all of us are to that degree, obviously. And you get so into those feelings, you just feel the, like you were talking about, the heartache and the pain, and it's like, oh my gosh.
I know, bless her heart. But you know what? She's really, and it's hard to put herself in that place and shuffle around, ruffle the trees of family dynamics too. You get ostracized. Yeah. So bless her heart. As you can hear me, bless your heart. And I go, yay, yay. Thank you, Bobby.
All right. We are going to go up next with a caller from Tennessee. Steve, you're up.
Thank you, Bobby. Who's calling from Tennessee?
It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
From Tennessee.
Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. My question is about my knees. I've been having trouble with my knees for years. I was just barely crawling. I don't know if I had a temporary healing overnight or a permanent one. I guess I want to know the prognosis for my knees.
Well, Linda, I know you really well. Because you're my friend.
I know. I can't believe I got
so,
you.
I know your situation well, and I'm happy to share insight with you, but I know you so well, I feel awkward.
Okay.
Reading, do you see what I mean? Because we're good friends, and so I know your circumstances, and I know that you've had a lot of wear and tear on your knees, and I know that you carry a lot of stress because of your current circumstances, and I feel that the pain will ease off once your life is more settled. But in actual fact, you know what? I am gonna read you because this is interesting, because you've picked up on something. In that, before the show, I was lying in my bath with some Epsom salts, and I was reading about current astrology, and the moon and sun are in Sagittarius. And I know that you're Sagittarius. And I know that we're having an eclipse. So without going into an enormous amount of detail, but I know that you will understand what I'm saying. The sun represents our father, and the moon represents our mother. And I almost called you, actually, and but then I thought, oh, I mustn't call, because I don't want to just speak with Linda very briefly, because I wanted to share time to give you the full story or what I was seeing, because you're so kind and you helped me so much. But I thought, oh, the show's about to start. I can't call Linda right now, but I wanted to call you and say how interesting that the sun and moon astrologically are in Sagittarius, and that the moon is our mother, it's the feminine energy, and the sun is our father, the masculine energy, and both are in your sign. And I felt compelled to call you, and I would have called you after the show or tomorrow morning, but I felt compelled to call you because for me it means that both of your parents are present in your sign, your sun sign of Sagittarius. So I feel strongly from that your parents are close energetically right now. I know that your father's in spirit, but I feel that they're close, and I felt that noticing this information about astrology or universal astrology was significant for you. So your father is close, and I feel that there is a transition coming up in the next 5 to 7 weeks. And I feel that after that time, you will be able to address properly the difficulty you're having with your knees. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll tell you more when I see you over at Starbucks in the next couple of days.
Aw, I want to go to Starbucks.
I go to Starbucks regularly. Linda's helped me a lot with my work.
I did not call to get you see.
You can buy Linda because you just had a free reading. I want the chocolate Grahams.
I know what you want.
I want to read for you and then meet you at Starbucks.
Me too.
Yeah, okay, come on, everyone.
Okay. Well, thank you, Linda. Thanks for calling. I know that you're a faithful listener to the show, and I appreciate you calling in. I hope that information that I was going to convey in a phone call is some reassurance to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Lots of love.
You take care. Lots of love to you.
That was meant to be, guys, because Linda was calling thinking she was probably going to get someone else, and she got me.
Yeah.
And I had that. It's synchronicity, actually. It's really fascinating because...
Yeah, you can look at it two ways, can't you? Like, you could have said, oh, Bobby, take it, or whoever else. But, you know, if she got you with all the questions we've been answering, there's something to be said about that, isn't there?
Yeah, it was meant to be. Because, you see, generally, I don't read for people that I know well. My family get annoyed with me because I won't read for them. I'll look at their astrology, I'll look at the mechanical stuff, but I won't read intuitively for them.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating that the synchronicity that I had a message for Linda about her astrology and didn't have time to call her, and she obviously picked up on the fact I had some information, and Spirit put us in contact through the show.
But maybe you said things in a way to somebody, you know, if I were to talk to her or whatever, she might tune out what I was saying. Whereas maybe she opens up a little bit more with you. So I'm like you, though. I think it was perfect. So
thank you, Bobby.
Very good. All right. So we're going to take, I'm going to do one call now, and then we're going to get to our chat room questions, and Doug has copied at least three or four people, and since we're doing only one chat room question per four readings, in other words, we have four hosts, we get through those, come to a chat room, four callers get to the chat room, and then we'll get to your questions. So you don't need to necessarily repost your questions because Doug has them all. So we'll get to that again. I'm going to take a phone call now, and it's actually somebody who's from Utah. Are you there?
I'm here. My name's Christine. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good, good. Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Did you have a good time? Did you enjoy it today?
I did.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, what would you like to talk about now?
Well, my question is, I lost my brother unexpectedly in August, and we never got to say our goodbyes. He was alone. He was laying in some healing waters up in the mountains, and they found him up there.
Okay. He, the very first things I'm picking up on, whether he was a religious man or not, from what I'm showing in his last moments in that way, he became very religious. I think there was a point that hit him that he knew this is really it. You know, he lost hope that he was going to be found in a sense, and he just became very religious. And what I'm seeing is a really nice warming light around him, which to me always signifies angels. I've seen it before in like car accidents or people who were, you know, really suffering quite badly, where angels would come in, and it seems like they take the spirit out before the body goes through what it goes through. And there's not a lot of suffering there. So what I can tell you is that it was very, very peaceful, very quiet in that way. What comes up on – he's showing me the number 10. So it's either October, which is the 10th month, or the 10th day of one of the 12 months is significant, birth date, death date, or anniversary date on that.
I don't know. I'll have to figure that out.
It can either mean for them over there, or it's associated still with them, but it's here on this, on the earth. Somebody who's got a birthday, death date, or anniversary date. There's no need to necessarily figure it out now, so we're not holding up the phone call. But generally, sometimes after we hang up, it might come and hit you. But he's showing me the number 10 real strong, and again, now he's telling me more. It's a birthday, so somebody's got a birthday that's either in October or it's on the 10th of one of the 12 months, the 10th day. What specifically did you...
My birthday was in October.
What's that, sweetheart? I'm sorry.
My husband's birthday was in October.
Okay. So what that does is just makes... Him. We're going to kind of... We're on a bit of a delay, so we may end up stepping on each other, and I'm sorry for that. But it's just his way of connecting me with you, just so I know that I'm talking to the right person, okay? But just so you know, there's a lot... There's so much... Again, I don't want to sound, you know, cheesy or like something out of a movie, but it really was very warm for him crossing over. There's really a lot of light and angels over there. He's showing me that he's with an uncle on his dad's side. So whether dad had a brother or there's a friend that was considered a friend of the family, it was considered like an uncle figure, but he's over there with him. It's this uncle type figure. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does. No, I didn't know my dad. We didn't know our dad.
Okay. For me, it doesn't matter who you know and who you don't know, especially on their side, if they're connected with your family. So sometimes you'll have a grandfather that will pass over before you guys were born, and the grandfathers are always there, and they still come through, and family is family to them, okay? But what he's doing is just letting you know that he's not alone. He's also holding a baby energy. So surrounding him, if there was, I don't know if he was married, girlfriend, or what have you, but this baby energy that he's taking care of also signifies a termination of pregnancy or a miscarriage as well. And he's just letting you know that he has that baby energy. Did you have specific questions for him, or you just wanted to know if he's okay?
If he's okay, and since we didn't get to say our goodbyes, if he had anything he would have wanted to say.
Well, obviously, this was very sudden, and it's not, I mean, you know, if he wants to talk to you, you know, if he feels like he really just needs to support you right now, whatever it is that you've had going on these past couple of months, he just feels like he needs to kind of be your cheerleader. He feels like if he were still here, he would give you a call and try to, not necessarily boost your spirits, but just let you know that he's there for you and just try to show you a lot of support. So he's letting you know that he hasn't really gone anywhere and that he's just staying by you until this whatever this thing is gets taken care of. And he's showing me it'll probably be within at least the next month and a half that he will just kind of hang around. He still has some things over there that he needs to work with. He's letting you know that he's more at peace now. He's not so resistant, not so quick to anger sometimes, that he's working through some of that, which, you know, again, from what I've seen, when they cross over, we're still in a kind of a school, and we learn to take care of more of those types of things. So we could, because we're still on a spiritual development, if you know what I mean. So just know that he's still around you, and he didn't want to feel like you, he didn't want you to feel like he kind of deserted you, that he's still around you for whatever this is that's going on in your life just now.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bobby.
You're very welcome. Sorry, sweets. That he's, it's, it, it is a, I can really feel a lot of the, like you said, it was kind of tragic and, you know, real sudden like that. So, you know, I'm sorry that you're going through that, but he's fine.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We are going to go ahead. Now we're going to do a chat room question. Doug, I don't...
I think...
Maureen, I know you're up. Yeah, no, that's okay. Is it Rez Miranda now or Maureen? I thought Maureen...
No, I think Doug mentioned that we needed to take a phone with Rez, and I'm going to do the chat for Shy Guy after that.
Oh, okay, great. Rez Miranda then. And then who's up next on the phone lines then for Rez?
Rez.
Rezzy. do we have somebody on the phone line now?
From New Jersey? Jersey.
From Jersey.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm in my car. So if it sounds like it's muffled, it's the wind blowing in the window.
Oh, okay. Well, you're excused. What's your first name?
Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. What can I look at for you?
Okay, I'm an oldie around here. I just have a question about the restoration of my friendship with Francine. What is the update on that?
Okay, gotcha. All righty, looking at the cards here, boy, oh boy. I got to say, it looks like we're dealing with a couple of stubborn personalities, nothing personal. But I'm seeing... Bottom line is I'm seeing the friendship restored, you know. Spirit is also telling me that what's happening is the same thing that always happens. In other words, back to the future. So, you know, I'm feeling like time-wise we're talking about maybe another 3-4 days tops. And
3-4 days tops for what?
For you to be communicating to each other.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
Do you understand what I mean when I say a spirit says this is the same thing that always happens? Between the two of you?
I'm sorry. I lost you.
Okay, sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing you too. So anyway, The friendship is definitely going to be restored, and I am seeing a struggle in communication. You know, people that are very much alike have the most potential to disagree, believe it or not, to push each other's buttons. You know, you're both very strong personalities. You're both very almost competitive with each other on some level. However, you really do need each other. I would say that you are connected on a soul level, and you will always have a relationship with each other where you come together and you split apart and come back together. You're always going to be have times where you're both volatile like that, you know. But I do see that bottom line is you both do really care for each other. And so if you leave it alone right now, don't do anything. Don't try and help the situation, okay? And, you know, I feel like she's going to come to you, actually. What was that?
Okay. Yeah. I pretty much put up the white flag anyway.
Yeah.
I don't do anything. I don't respond to her mother's phone calls. I don't respond to any of that anymore. I just pretend I don't exist.
Well, that's the best thing to do. And when you think of her, when you visualize her and think of her and wonder what she's doing, just picture yourself sending love to her, you know, because that's going to be the thing that reaches her heart. You know, it's not her brain that you want to get to. It's her heart and soul. You know? That's the bond that you have, you know. So send love to her unconditionally. You know, I love you. I miss you. I can't wait till we talk again. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be the one to call you. You'll see.
Oh, that's awesome. You made my day.
I'm very glad.
She does that. Res Miranda has this habit of, like, making people's days and stuff. So.
That's so awesome. It's my favorite thing to do. Let me know how it's going,
thank
will
you? I will. I will. I love you more.
Okay, cool. I love you back. Talk later.
Mean it.
She's cute.
Awesome. Bye-bye. She is cute. Yeah, she's very funny. That's great. All right, we're still taking phone calls. If you're just joining, huh? No, well,
no, I'm sorry. You know what? Who do I think I am, Budinsky?
Well, I don't know, but I know you have a chat room question. But I was leading into that.
You know what,
sorry.
Bobby? Darling. I'm going to step aside and slap myself and do that until it's time. Well,
okay. Well, hang on a second. Anyway, hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us at Psychic Access Talk Radio, Psychic Viewpoint tonight with all of our wonderful hosts. We have Res Miranda here, Steve and Maureen. All of us are doing readings for the entire next hour. This is the second half of the show. And in case you've missed the phone number, it's 724-444-4851. If you can also join us in the chat room, you're more than welcome to do so because we're taking some questions from there as well. And then don't forget that all of us are also working at Psychic Access. So you can join any one of us to get a reading from either one of us or any one of our great staff. We have so many professional psychics that are there, and you're going to find that they're the best verified, accuracy-tested psychics. Each and every one of them have their own unique gifts. We also have very detailed profiles that you can find out more about us. You can choose from some of the list, again, of just from the authentically gifted psychics that are around. We enjoy, Doug has run this entire site. I'm so amazed. I'm still kind of new to Psychic Access, and it really has just impressed me time and time again from how it is that you're able to get comfortable with any of the psychics that you might want a phone call with or just to chat in the room. You get a chance to connect with each one of the psychics before you decide to get a reading with them. So it works out perfect. Again, it's psychicaccess.com, and all of our co-hosts on this show are also working there as well. So you can feel free to join us either after the show or, of course, anytime. We have schedules that we put up that you can also see maybe when your favorite particular psychic is working. So we're going to get back to the show now. And again, a whole nother hour of doing just readings, taking phone calls and chat rooms. And now Maureen anxiously waiting for her chat room question. This is from Shy Guy. Is that right? I didn't see the question, but you have it.
Yes, I have the question. Thank you, Bobby. And I say I'm humbly sorry about what I did, but that's okay. It's over now, and you forgive me. Anyway, yes, this is from the Shy Guy. Yes, we know. Anyway, this is from the Shy Guy. Hi, Shy Guy. And he's in the chat. And the question is, I am feeling particularly single today. I would love to know if anyone can give me an idea of what is going on with my love life. And then he proceeds to put in, and my health. And then he says, why am I in a funk? I like that. And then I want to dance when I hear that. But I, I'm going to focus on, because we need to keep this to like one particular, you know, area. So this is what I got. Or this is what I'm getting, Shy Guy. And hi, Shy Guy, in the chat room. I do see you. What I'm getting, I'm going to address the thing about your single thing, because that was the first thing. And because we don't, the time in here is so short, it's hard to do three questions. But I would like to tell you that what I see is in the past, recently, you weren't doing everything the right way. And it's interesting to me that your name is the Shy Guy as well, because it seems to me that maybe you've coupled up with the people that are, it's more on a superficial, I'm not putting you down, I'm not saying it's bad, but more of an asexual, you know, all about sex, lust level. Actually, it wouldn't be so bad. But the thing of it is here, I feel that that's actually keeping you from maybe finding somebody of, that's real substantially good. But see, if you are up for it, which I feel that you are, I feel that you have the strength, you're up for it, you're open to it, to find somebody that actually could hurt you. And that would mean you'd have to really open yourself up, being vulnerable, and you could get hurt, and all that stuff that goes on. But I do feel that, you, like in the past, you may have been picking or going for the wrong type of, if well, relationship. And it sounds to me like you're particularly single today. Well, I don't know how it was 2 days ago for you, but I do feel that you are ready for to be in a big boy relationship, commitment type. And I think that it is scary, and I can understand that myself. So this is the thing. I feel the timing is coming up for you in the next 10 months ahead. I'm not saying it's going to be 10 months waiting, but within the next 10 months, you're going to be having the opportunity of meeting some very – You pay attention to meeting people that normally you wouldn't find that you would want to think about dating or whatever. I'm echoing, I'm hearing myself, but dating, or you weren't particularly interested in, because there is this, I don't see the person so much, but there is a feeling that you're going to be in a relationship. Now, this is if you desire, and now I do feel that you're up for it again, and I think you just need to be fearless and jump into it. And I do see there's a man around you also that he may be, but it is someone that you can confide in, gives good sound advising. He's like a he's like that. He looks like a counselor, but he may not be. But he's very objective. He looks like a father figure, and he's really good at helping you through a lot of things. And it could, your health looks great. You're not in a funk. I think you're ready to get out of the funk and go into the jump of the. The pool of commitment land. So, limbo land's over soon here. And that is that. I hope that helped you. And you followed me okay on that.
Very good.
Did you follow me, Bobby?
I followed you.
Well, yes, you're a guy. Then, absolutely. Then there you have it. Thank you, Bobby.
I follow
Thank
you anywhere.
Oh, you follow me all? Yeah. It'll be crazy. Thank you, Shy Guy. And I hope that helped. There you have it. Thanks, Bobby.
You're welcome. All right, and Steve is up next. Now we have another phone call, and this caller is from North Carolina, Steve.
Thank you, Bobby. Who's calling from North Carolina? Hello, North Carolina, can you hear me?
Hello? Well,
I don't think that North Carolina is with us.
Right now, we might have to connect up with them. With a different line of North Carolina. It doesn't come on. All right, Steve. Oh, she's there. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. What's your name?
Hey. Sorry. I had you on mute.
No problem. What's your name?
Annie.
Annie.
My name is Annie, yeah.
Annie. Great, Annie. Well, it's nice to have you with us. How can I help, Annie?
I had recently had some problems with my relationship with my boyfriend, and I put some boundaries up, and
They were healthy for me, and they made him kind of uncomfortable, and he left. And now he wants to talk to me about maybe working it out, and I still feel like I need to keep my boundaries. And I'm trying to keep my heart open for love, but it's really hurtful, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm kind of have a question about what I should do.
Okay, well, Annie, you know, let me say firstly that I know relationships are complex, and I always say to clients that it's our choice. You can decide what you want to do. You have free will. What I can do for you is ask my guides to share with me for you the energy around your relationship. And that doesn't mean that it's fixed. You still
right.
have free will to navigate your pathway in this relationship or not, and certainly in life. What I can say to
right.
you is...
I feel like a lot of times he's really still in this victim consciousness, and I've kind of gone a little further past that, and I keep
yeah.
waiting and waiting and trying to help him. I know I'm trying to... I'm probably pushed too hard sometimes.
Well, Annie, I'm going to tell you what my guides share with me, and you use it however it serves you best. You make your
okay.
your assessment of what you feel and of him and your relationship. What I can tell you is I don't get a good feeling about this relationship, and I don't get a good feeling about his attitude and behavior towards you, not only at this point in time, but for at least 18 months. And I feel
yeah.
inclined to share with you that my guides are suggesting you're being too kind in with your words. The way you describe it is far too diplomatic and generous, really. And if you reflect on this relationship, you reflect upon how this relationship makes you feel and has made you feel, particularly for the last 18 months and so intensely for the last 9, there's little joy in this connection. And one of the challenges for you, and you need to really reflect upon this, is you're trying here to rescue somebody that is really not helping you on your path in your life. And one of the reasons you are inclined to do this in your relationship is because you are extremely caring and you're fantastic at advising people, listening to people, and helping to develop people. My guides are asking you to consider your role in the world, your work, and to reflect upon whether, in actual fact, your role in the world is guiding, listening, counseling people in difficulty. And if you were to go down that route, perhaps you wouldn't automatically or subconsciously feel that you need to do it in your personal life, because I feel stronger that that's what's happening, and I feel that the energy of this relationship is not beneficial for you, and you are right to maintain your boundaries. And my guides also suggest just think about whether you're being a little bit too kind, a little bit too soft in this relationship, and reflect upon whether this really would be a relationship that you would see as a good option for your future. So that's not telling you what to do, but it is sharing with you very much the energy I see around the relationship. Okay. Well, have we lost the caller, Bobby? I think...
I don't.
Annie's... Are you still there, Annie? Or maybe she got cut off, but I hope, Annie, that you're still listening.
Welcome
and,
to
you know, you can...
Please enter the
we've had a problem.
ID,
the system
key.
Went down for a moment, Annie, but I hope you're still listening through your computer.
And if you missed any of that, you can go back to the archive. All of our shows are recorded, and you can come back to this show later this evening or tomorrow and listen to the insight. But I felt what I felt very strongly. I wish you all the best.
It's tough to get that across, isn't it, sometimes? Because so much people are wanting to, you know, connect with a certain person. And when we just don't see it, they're like, but I'm so connected. And, they have to try to figure it out. And it's so difficult. That's why they call us in the first place, is to let them know, hey, you know, I know you want to connect. But at the same time, you know what I mean? So I think it's extremely difficult where love is concerned.
It is, and you know, I believe passionately, Bobby, that people, we want to fall in love. We want to be with someone because our deepest fear in this existence is, in my opinion, that we are alone. So the truth is that we are all part of this wonderful spirit. We're all part of the whole, but in our experience in this life, sometimes we feel alone and we fear that we are actually alone, that there isn't something greater, that there isn't a God or there isn't a spirit world. And when we fall in love with someone, when we get close to someone, we rejoice because whether we realize it or not, we are relieved that in actual fact, we're not alone, that we're part of something much greater. And when we are able to love deeply and be loved in return, we experience more closely the love of spirit, the love of God, the truth. And when a relationship goes wrong, it's horrible because, you know, we grieve when we end a relationship, just as we grieve when someone passes to spirit. And when a relationship ends particularly, we jump back to this fear that, oh, well, maybe we are alone. But the truth is we're not. The truth is we contract to have relationships in order to grow. And sometimes we contract to have a challenging relationship that we leave. But it's part of our path.
Yeah,
and the,
absolutely.
And the trick is to integrate what we were trying to learn in that relationship and to move it forward rather than repeating it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, because your last caller kind of we dropped the call or something happened there, we have somebody actually on Texas, from Texas for you, if you'd like to take a phone call from there, Steve.
Absolutely. Do you want me to take the next call?
Yeah, absolutely, if you want to. The Texas, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Steve, that's you, bud.
Yeah, great. Who's calling from Texas?
Hi, this is Miriam. How are you?
I'm well, Miriam, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. I have a quick question. I had finally come to terms with a relationship that ended abruptly with really no explanation. And part of me is ready to let go and move on and just move on, really. But another part of me just keeps pulling me back and wanting some type of closure and wanting some type of explanation. Wondering what the status is with him or what happened, if you have any type of insight for me.
Okay, Miriam. Well, you know, Miriam, the first thing that my guides say to you is that you love very deeply, or you're a very gentle, very genuine, loving girl, and you're very expressive. So you have a wonderful ability to speak very well and to communicate your feelings clearly, and you're always very open about how you feel. It comes across really well, and it's a great strength for you, and you should leverage that strength in your path in life, particularly professionally, because there's some kind of speaking connection for you professionally. But my guides are saying to you, don't beat yourself up and presume that it was your fault or
feel or continue to feel hurt. People are different. We react differently. We express or fail to express ourselves in different ways. And I feel really strongly that he was very inward. I feel strongly that he is actually a guy that is not really in touch with his own feelings, and communication is not his strength. And so he's learned, unfortunately, on his path in life that when, rather than facing his true feelings, he just shuts down and disappears. And I see people doing that. That happens, but it doesn't mean that it's your fault or that you made a mistake. It just means that that's how that person chooses to manage their emotions or their lack of connection with their emotions. I really feel as well, looking at it, that you need to let it go. You need to. You know, my guides are saying to you, why would you want to even spend time conversing with or trying to understand somebody that just walked away without respecting your need for a conversation, an understanding? You really, you know, your lesson in this is when you meet the right person, which you will, absolutely, drawn to the month of October. But when you meet the right person, integrate what you've experienced here. In other words, if you have a feeling that this new person that you're getting to know is not communicative or is not in touch with their emotions, then recognize the pattern and don't choose that pattern. Choose someone that is deeply warm and caring. Be done with this chapter of allowing yourself to get close to people who are not showing the depth of emotion and communication and care that you express to everyone in your world. Does that make sense? Are you still there?
Why do you make everybody hang up, Steve?
I don't know. I don't know what is happening this evening.
I thought it was all good. I thought that was great.
Sound system.
Is she still there? Because
his readings are so stunning.
That's what it is. Their jaw is dropped to the floor now, I'm sure.
Well,
she's gone.
If she didn't hear the end of that, she can go back to the archive. That's why I like the fact we archive the shows.
I know. Yeah, it's brilliant. Because sometimes we don't always hear the first time around, even when we're right there. So listening to the archives is always a good deal as well. All right, we've got one more call that we're going to take, and then we'll get to another chat room question. I think we have somebody on the line now from South Dakota. Who's this?
Hey, Bobby. This is Deb, or Sunny.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We have
okay.
Great weather today, by the way.
Well, I'm sorry, what's that?
I said we have great weather today.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy for South Dakota.
I know. Hey, I had a question. My youngest grandson has autism.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you see something in his future. Is there going to be difficulties throughout? Is he going to be able to possibly live on his own when he's older? What do you see in his future, if anything?
So it's always – sometimes I come from the background of not labeling people. There's so many labels out there right now. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't have autism, but what I'm saying is that sometimes with our labels and the words that we use with these labels can instantly stir up or strike up some types of feelings, beliefs, or perceptions that we get lost into. So the minute you say autism, we have this surrounding. Or if somebody says, I have cancer, we instantly – have a set of feelings around that, and it becomes more self-fulfilling that way. Are you with me? You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So what I would do is only notice the different things that he that maybe the different mannerisms that come with being autistic, rather than continually saying he has autism. I don't want to get, I just don't want to see you get caught down that road of continually saying autism, because there's just a bad energy that comes with that. The reason I'm telling you all this is because the less that we put labels onto people, the more that we can get out of that constriction and open up to more possibilities. In other words, who would say if you didn't know, you know, if we didn't have the label of autism, who knows how far a person could go? Because otherwise there's people that just treat him differently, right? Would we know he had autism if we didn't have that label or diagnosis? We would just say, oh, something's a little different, and we just keep going on. You see what I mean? Like, we continue to teach him as best we could and guide him as best we could. So again, the reason why I'm telling you all of this is because I definitely see a great future for him and being able to live on his own and things like that. It's nothing to worry about, but that's one of the things that comes up, isn't it? Already here's your grandson. He's so young, and we're worried about how he's going to be in the future, if he's going to be able to move on his own, because those are the types of worries that having autism or ADHD or ADD puts on us immediately. Do you see? So when you and those around him can free yourself up from those types of worries, the more that you'll just have actual support for him in what he is and what he can do, not what he's limited to because of autism. You see, are you still with me on that? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
He's extremely bright. He's extremely bright. You know, he's just mostly nonverbal and stuff like that.
Right, but that could change as well. So again, just open up the possibilities of what may happen, rather than, well, he's not this and he won't do that and right now he can't, whatever. Do you see what I mean? So I would just really open him up and hold for him the support of all the possibilities that he is. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, one of our co-hosts, wrote in as well, exceptional math ability, which autism is known for as well. So, yeah, I mean, extremely bright. And sometimes I think that
he is.
Those souls, we just get trapped in a body that can't do some of those things. It's not necessarily who our spirit and our soul is. He's extremely bright. He's extremely sensitive. And I think is very much in touch with the other side. In other words, you know, loved ones or family members that have crossed over, I think he's very sensitive to them or can see them or feel them. And all kids can, but I think he's also open to that edge of it. So make sure that you just pay attention and don't strike something or some behavior off as autism when it actually could be kind of a mediumship type of behavior, if that makes sense to you.
You know, I wondered about that, Bobby, because I have three family members' pictures on one coffee table that have passed on. And he will go to just this one particular one and look, you know, and I ask him, have you seen him before, you know?
Yeah, right.
And it's funny because he doesn't like stare at the other pictures. It's just this one picture, and I think, I wonder if he's seen this person before.
Right, and just not been able to express it like, and I don't want to say normal, but any other child might be able to express it. He may not be able to express it in the way that we want. So you have to find out his ways of expressing it, his ways of communicating that, so that you recognize the difference. Again, when we might chalk it up to the label of autism, it actually might be mediumship. You see what I mean? Or some other type of ability, just being very sensitive or empathic to people around him. So you just want to be able to just pay attention to the different vibes that come from him, so that things don't just automatically get placed under the umbrella of autism. They get placed where they go. And then, again, you're still holding support for the best that he can possibly be. And he holds that support as well. He comes to believe that because you do. That's the best way. And that goes for anybody, not just those who have somebody with autism or ADHD or any other the other labels that we put on kids. That goes for anybody in helping any loved one out of a situation. Okay?
Yeah, he's the joy of my life. I just love him to death. He's a lot of work, but he's a lot of fun.
That helps too. I mean, that helps a little bit. I mean, if you got that at least, well, you know. That's good.
Well, thank you so much, Bobby. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling into the show.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too. Take care.
Over here.
Okay, what's that? Okay, bye. I didn't hear her last thing. So, everyone, listen, it's great that you're all hanging around. Still, please listen to the show because of the questions that we're answering definitely could fit for you as well. Once we answer a question for one person, you'd be amazed at how it actually fits for all of our lives because we all have this commonality. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We're still going to be taking phone calls up through the next half hour. It's now time to get back to the chat room with a question for Rez. Do you see the question, Rez, or do you need me to read it for you, dear?
No, I see from Jen. Is that the right one?
That's correct, Amundo.
Alrighty then. I'm ready. Aren't we just also cheerful tonight? It's because there's so many people in the chat room. I think that's awesome. I'm so happy.
It's really great. Everybody keeps coming in week after week, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. I want to say, too, that if I'm not typing in the chat room now because I typed it, I hit enter, and nothing happens. So I don't know why that is. Probably just a browser glitch. But I wanted to say, I noticed that you mentioned your friend John Selby's book, Tapping into the Source.
Yes.
And I saw it on Amazon. I looked it up real quick. And it's available right now for an unbelievably low price. Not to sound like a
Well, thank you for that push.
You know, it's just, you know, you're crazy not to go get it. Anyway, so Jen. Jen's question is, I just want to know what I should know. And that's such a loaded question for a law of attraction practitioner like me.
I know, it's tough for me sometimes, isn't it? When somebody asks that, it's like, oh my gosh, no. Big can of worms just opened up everywhere.
Yes. So I hope you're ready because you can't help it. And she wants to know, what should I be doing? Who should I be with? Hope that makes sense. Oh, yeah, it makes total sense. And I'm about to help it make sense for you, I hope. First of all, questions like this I find always come up when people are thinking things like, oh, I'm never going to find love, or I'm not going to have the kind of relationship that I want, and I don't know where I'm going, I don't know what's going to happen to me. That is all, it's all fear. It's just all fear is what that is. And what that's going to do in your life, Jen, is keep you exactly where you are now, and that is lost and uncertain and feeling insecure and all that kind of stuff. And that's just not who you are. Oh, have you? She just typed in the chat room. I just started practicing the law of attraction the last few months. What a coinkydink.
Totally a coinkydink.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. I'm going to give you homework because I always do that. Like you. And then I can tell you, though, quickly, though, by looking at the cards, the state of unbalance that I'm seeing you in can be fixed. The glitch is that it's all up to you to do that. But it's not hard. You have so much power, you have no idea. So what should you be doing? The homework I'm going to give you is get yourself a notebook, not on the computer, because there's something about writing with your actual hand from your actual brain that puts things in motion. Just trust me on that one. So I want you to get a notebook and I want you to write down, what do you want to do? No, write down the things you love to do. Right? Right, Bobby?
Absolutely.
The things you love to do.
Just and so, it's easy, right? Just the smallest thing that you love to do. People always go for the big things, just small things.
That's right. And don't put money into it. Just don't even think about that. It doesn't matter at this point. The things that make you happy, things that you love to do. And then on the next page, start another one, another list called, what kind of person do I want to be with? And I want you to design that person. I want you to design that relationship. I want you to write a fairy tale about yourself, except it's going to be real. Write it as if it's happening in real time, as if it's happening right now, as if you're experiencing it right now. Describe everything, the way it feels, the way you meet, the way the things that you do together, absolutely everything, as if it's happening right now. Be specific. Use your imagination. Have fun with it. And keep things out of it like, well, I hope this doesn't happen, or I don't. Keep negatives out of it. Write the story as if it's happening now. If I were to write a fairy tale about you, what would it say? All good things, right? And that is the kind of person, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen this work and come to fruition. How many times somebody has done this, and then they let me know. They say, Raz, you won't believe what happened. And I'll say, I bet you I do. And then they'll say, talk about the wonderful person that they just happened to run into, because you're going to attract each other that way. You see what I'm getting at? All of the choices are yours, Jen. All of them. They're all yours. And that's a great thing, and that's an exciting thing. Where you're supposed to be going, where are you going, where do you want to go? Do you want to go next door? Do you want to go around the block? Do you want to go around the world? You can go wherever you want. Key point, limit nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay?
Brilliant. And,
yes, yes.
That's a good starting point. They're just so easy. We tend to make things so complicated, and that was, yeah, it's good. It's just so easy.
Yeah, it really is. Good job. The sense of imbalance that you're feeling, you have total control over. So get started and report back here.
And do what we say.
Right.
You forgot to throw that part in.
Yeah. And we'll know if you know.
That's right. Very nice. All right. Thank you, Riz. Okay, that takes care of our chat room question. We've got, now we're going to go to another phone call from Pennsylvania. Maureen, I think you're up with our caller on PA.
I'm here. Up for it. Hi, Pennsylvania. Hi, PA, Pennsylvania. This is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, and who's this?
I'm Maureen. This is Cheryl.
Cheryl, hi, Cheryl. You mean Cheryl, or Cheryl? Hi, Cheryl.
Yep. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm
good.
Ready. I'm ready for you.
Well, I just wanted you to chat. You know my, yeah, my story, and I was just going to ask you. I'm glad I actually got to talk to you. You know, I haven't had any contact in the last couple of days, and I'm not sure if that means anything's going on or if it's because of
Oh,
holiday.
Okay. So, Cheryl, you mean you didn't see him at all? Like you were supposed to?
I sent a Happy Thanksgiving text today, and I got a Happy Thanksgiving
so
text.
I got it. So he I was wondering day. About you the other day. So he totally didn't fall through with your plans that you had talked about. Okay.
Oh, no, we did have plans. We did go out. We went out
okay.
the weekend, and 2 days
oh,
ago we went out too. Yeah, so
okay.
we've been spending some time together, and, you know, I think it's been good, but I just don't know.
I got it, because it is frustrating, even though I know we talked about this, and I do know who she is, but because I don't know you, but Cheryl,
yeah.
I understand. You still, it's you're trying to figure it out, and you know what I still get? In fact, I'm still getting, well, not still, I'm getting right now, I'm in the now, okay? I am focusing on the now. Right now, and in the little bit of the past, it's like things start moving again. You know, how everything kind of turned around, you know, after you've been looking around, boredom, nothing's happening. That 3 week or 4 week period, almost, yeah, like, it turned around. And then I do see, you know, I'm getting that you keep your, whatever it means, I'm not talking about, you know, everybody listen up. I'm not saying what I have when I say keep your faith, whatever it means to you. For me, it means going to the beach and just being still and looking at whatever's the loveliness of life. You need to keep the faith about this, or have faith in him and your own intuition, Cheryl, because I do see that, gosh, you know, when you're both together, I see you still connecting, but when you're both together, I do see a common mutual feeling of nurturing, and it's almost like a comfort food feeling too, like, you know, for some people it's cinnamon toast or hot chocolate,
right.
And you have a lovely connection. It almost brings you back into a safety place. You might remember, you both feel it when you're a child. Now, I do see that there is a female around him. I never saw this before. This could be the ex that I was maybe talking about, who is, looks like she is a type, I'm not saying she's this, but a personality of the alcoholic that is a mess. And this is, again, I feel reflects the type of woman he's used to, or not used to, that he picks so he does not have to be open and he won't get hurt. He doesn't have to invest in it. There's something else you need to find out about. I'm not sure what it is, Cheryl. There's some information you need to get clear on. It's almost like, I think I said it, Tony, or something about she would look like a student. It looks like you're not being that of a student. Wait a minute, you were getting ready to go to school, aren't you? No, you got a job. That's right. You need to get back into another learning or a certification or some during the next months. And I think that will take your energy off of who you're talking about. I feel that it's moving along, but I think it's going to be difficult. But I do see you celebrating it in the next 3 months, happy about something. Like maybe it'll be going to a wedding together, somebody that you might, I don't know, I'm just throwing out of my mouth, but some event of some sort that he'll invite you to.
With somebody else.
With him. And the girl, you're like celebrating with girls I see around it too. Do you follow me, Cheryl? Okay. Probably not, because I'm crazy.
Yeah,
you're crazy. Crazy good. Cheryl, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Cheryl, so I don't think, I know that it's difficult, but I don't lose faith in the situation. I do feel he's capable of getting his butt in gear and being okay, opening up and being his guts hanging out, and you'll see him. I feel that there's still yet, he's still pushing it away because he is. You know why. We spoke about that. And I do feel that there's financial, I still pick up on financial issues, which is also draining him a bit. But that will change soon as well. It's temporary. Everything is temporary. I always have to remember that. Temporary. But I do see him again. Soon.
Okay.
Real soon.
Do you think I'll get any contact today? Do you think he's busy
tomorrow?
With the Thanksgiving
In the next 2 days, I feel. So it could be, today is tonight. It could be tomorrow. In the next 2 days, okay. I do see him and you around each other. So physically, you know, seeing each other, not just by texting.
All right. Thank you, Maureen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, very thank nice. You.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Appreciate it. Sorry, we got had to cut short.
I was cut off in a million pieces, and I can feel I'm bleeding. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Bobby.
It's okay.
All right, let's get on to our next phone call. Steve, you're up next. Phone call from New York.
Grace, who's calling from New York? New York, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, do you hear me?
There we go.
Yes, I can hear you. What's your name?
Hello? Yes, hello?
What's your name?
Hello, my name is Jeannie.
Can you hear this caller, Bobby?
Hello?
I can hear her, but I think I don't know if it's such a huge delay or if she can't hear us.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Yes,
we're waiting for your question. What kind of question do you have, sweetheart, for Steve? Or not.
Yeah, I don't think we...
I think we lost
can't
her.
Hear this caller, Bobby, so I think we
not
need to
all.
Take the next person.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's find out what we got.
It's because...
Yeah, with the talk show, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so this would be a good time, again, for all of those people who are in chat, I'm sorry we couldn't get to you, but some of you have been asking about the different hosts on here, and we're all on Psychic Access. We do have chat rooms that you can come in and talk with us. We're not necessarily, we don't do readings there, but it's a good opportunity for you to be able to talk to each one of us to see who you connect with, and then... If you feel like you really connect with that particular psychic, then you can go on to a private chat, have a reading from that psychic. So all of us are on Psychic Access. I think, like Resmaren, I'm not sure how Maureen or how you guys do your chat room, but I'm just kind of there. Sometimes people just come in to say hi. You know, it seems like they just kind of stop by. Is that kind of how you've been treating it, Steve, for your chat room? Or
I do. I mean, people often come in and out of the chat room. And actually, I remember the other day I had to – I needed to log off to go to a meeting for 10 minutes, and I explained to the three people in chat that I needed to log off, and they said, "Oh, can you leave us here so we can chat?" Because people chat with each other as well.
Yeah,
it's really
great.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and so it's just a great way for. And plus, you can see us online as well. There's a video chat, and so each one of us, it just really helps you create a connection with the psychic, and before you go on to a private reading, and so. Absolutely. And so we'll get to some more of the phone calls and things like that. But I think tonight went great. It was really nice having as many phone calls as we have and doing readings for everyone. I think everybody really enjoyed that. And the chat room is just incredibly busy. So I think we did really well. Rez Miranda, it was great having you on the show. Do you want to, Rez, just because it's a little bit different because you don't host all the time, you, I believe, you don't. I don't know if we're able to, I think we can mention it. You have a talk show as well, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, thanks for mentioning that. It's called Get Resmerized, and it's a live video show that I do every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can, it's a lot like this, only you can see me too, which may or may not be a plus, depending.
That means you have to, like, shower and do your hair and everything.
Yeah, right? I have to put on lipstick and stuff and try to
and everything.
Up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. That's funny. And if your video freezes, somebody just mentioned my video freezes up on me a lot, which it does. And I think, I don't know if that's internet connection, but it always freezes with my eyes closed and my mouth a big smile, you know. So I don't know if your video does that.
Oh, well, that's the perfect. No, mine always does it when it's a really awkward moment, you know, and I'm making a weird face. But
that's
no,
fun.
Yeah. And you do too on Achieve, is it? I've watched
I do,
it.
Yeah, on Sunday nights, absolutely. Yeah. You know what, now we've got, so here's what we can do. We can actually go into a chat room phone call. I think Maureen or Steve, was it you that was up that we were trying to get the phone call on?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Do you want to answer this chat question?
Absolutely. So Ice is asking about a painting that she's doing. She's working on a painting of Merlin, the magician. And she's asking if we have any insights on that and where this might lead. And which symbols to add. And I'll tell you in response a very quick story, Isa. I once, a while ago, I was meditating and I was working on a project. And my guide said, you can have whatever support you need for that project next week. And I laughed and said, great, I'll have the help of Leonardo da Vinci, please. And I was testing them, and I guess being a little silly, but my cousin was staying, and she's British, and she was staying with here with me in Tennessee. And she came home from the store and said to me, I don't know why I bought this for you, but I was at this store buying toys for kids back home. And I just saw this, and I had to buy it for you. I don't even know if you like Leonardo da Vinci, but here you go. And she gave me this toy statue of Leonardo da Vinci, and I just laughed because I knew it was a sign from my guides that they were joking at me, really. In effect, the joke is, ask for Leonardo da Vinci, and yes, you can have, you know, we're not joking. We have access to any source we choose. And so painting a picture of Merlin is literally magical. So if you're painting Merlin, the magician, then absolutely magical things can happen. And you know, I believe very firmly that when we are being extremely creative, when we're channeling creativity, then we're often channeling from spirit. So Puccini said that Madame Butterfly was not his creation. It was I'm not sure exactly what his words were, but something like, well, it's a gift from God. In effect, the greatest pieces of art, whether they're written or visual, they are channeled. And so my guides are saying, Isa, that you've chosen Merlin not by chance. I don't believe in happenstance. You've chosen Merlin because you have a connection with Merlin, and I feel that you'll sell that painting for in excess of $1,000, and I feel that you'll sell it before the summer of next year. But also I feel as though you'll make prints of it and you'll reproduce it as well. And my guides are saying, in terms of symbols, all you have to do is start paying attention to the symbols you see when you're dreaming, and particularly before you awaken in the morning. When you wake up, take a journal that you keep next to your bed and make a note of the symbols, because you are being given magical information and symbolism, sacred geometry from spirit. You should include that in the energy of your work. So I'm excited for you, and we'd love to see a picture of that somehow someday. Maybe you can come into the chat room and send us a link to a photo on the internet sometime, but good luck with it.
That sounds great. I mean, it really is just a simple matter of channeling. It's where all of these, the source refers to everyone. You know, it and so it's amazing, and we can all tap into, that's again part of that book, Tapping the Source, but that's where we tap this information. Da Vinci's, any great artist and singer comes, that's where that talent comes from, source. So it's an amazing story, Steve. I like it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to do a chat question. Bims, yes, your question is now, what will going to happen? All right, I'm just going to read this in as best as what I can understand it. What will happen to me and my fiance, which I met on an online dating site? We're already planned our wedding, but it's almost a month now since we had our talk. He didn't bother to keep in touch with me now. Will our plans still push through? If yes, when? Will we be able to meet personally? Does all the fact that he told me about himself and his family? So you're asking a lot of questions. And what I'm going to be able to do, I'll answer one question for you and just kind of give you hopefully a summarization of some of the other questions that you put into there. And if you're not able to get through on the lines or you're holding on the lines, I did already put it into the chat room. But for those of you who didn't see it, we're trying to get the lines working now. So Dee, everyone else who's been asking, again, I posted it once. You might not have seen it. We're working on the phone line. So please bear with us. We've had a great number of callers tonight. So anyway, Bims, about your question. I have to tell you, too, that I don't feel a great energy around this relationship. I don't know if they got scared. It feels like you know, it just feels the cold feet. I'm not sure what I'm talking about. If you're the female Bims and he's the male or vice versa, but your partner, your fiance just feels like they didn't want to go through with it. And so it just really feels like it's been put on hold. It does say he. So yeah, so your fiance, there it is. Because I'm reading over your question again just to get more of the vibes from it. Doesn't bother him to keep in touch with you now. I think he's moved on, and I'm suggesting that it might be a good idea that you do the same as well. Not that you should throw the baby away with the bathwater, because some of the online dating sites, that really works for some people. And I know through some people personally who it's worked for. So don't blame the site. Don't, you know, I would, if you're encouraged to do so, I would stay with the site and if that's what you want to do. But for this particular relationship, I just don't see it pushing through like you're asking about. I mean, even in your language, you're talking about it pushing it through. Again, from my understanding, I think relationships should be easy. You know, there's no push or pull or anything. They're mutual. They're beneficial. They're supportive and nurturing. And it's easy. And you walk with each other by each other's side. There's no pushing it through or forcing it to happen or making it happen. And some relationships I know can get that way. But for you, this particular one, I don't necessarily see that again, the energies around it's just not really great right now. So, hopefully, and I understand that maybe not, again, you know, it's tough because it's not the news that you want to hear, but I think you already have kind of a feeling of this inside, you know, that you know this to be true. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting confirmation on what it is that we already feel, and that's where our job comes in. So anyway, hopefully, Bims, that answers your question for you and confirms what maybe you're already feeling inside. I kind of think that you are, but so we're going to move on. We're actually going to do another chat question because the call lines, again, we're still working on all of that. So let's go to another question from chat. I think Res Miranda, you're up for White Plume. Do you see it there?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Unleash, woman. Go ahead.
Let it go. Let her rip.
Let her rip.
Plume, yeah. She says, I'm happy with my job, but the pay is really good. Ew. I would like to move on. Isn't that always the worst situation to be in, right?
Yeah.
So I would like to move on, but I really don't know what I want to do. All right. This is I do a fun thing sometimes that it's, you know, what if I do and what if I don't? And looking at the card. So let's do that with you. Let's look at what if you stay and what if you don't. You know, of course, as a law attraction practitioner, I'm always going to say, do what makes you happy first. Okay, but let's look at the cards and see what if you stay. Ew, we're seeing the Ten of Swords. The Ten of Swords is, if you could see the actual picture on the card, it's somebody laying on the ground with 10 swords stuck into their back. Not a pretty picture, White Plume.
if you stay. Now, this also talks about things like betrayal and whatnot. So I feel like while the money is great, you already feel like you've been betrayed. You already feel like, not just by coworkers, but by your career, that particular career choice to work there. You know, it didn't turn out to be what you were promised it would be and what you hoped it would be. Okay, sometimes it's time to move on. So if you stay put, I think you're going to still feel like you're an hors d'oeuvre on the end of a little plastic sword like that. So don't worry about the money. That's not the thing. You're not going to get any happier if you stay there, is my point. If you leave, however, I have such an interesting card about that. It's the Two of Wands. The Two of Wands is about someone who's planning their future, not just because they want to, but because they're in a position to do so. There's a person on this card standing on the top of a mountain, which is significant of being at the top of a mountain. Metaphorically speaking, that's the best place you can be, is it not? It's also someone who has a future. You can plan a future, and then you have a future, and then you can move on. So take that leap of faith, White Plume. Don't be afraid to look. Don't limit yourself, okay? Look for what you want to do. Look for something that's going to make you happy. And just do what I say.
You're going to end your show and all future readings with.
Just
and above all,
I
you know how everybody has their signature clothes, and that will be yours. It's brilliant.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, now we're going to let's shoot right in. We're going to try to get in just a couple more if we can before the show's over with. And we've got another chat room question for Maureen. Do you see it there, Mo?
Yes.
It's from Annie. Okay.
Annie. And Kimmy, I don't know. Anyway, hi, Annie. And she says, okay, thanks. I have recently put some boundaries up around some things, and he has reacted by disconnecting from me. It feels almost like I am being punished. Yeah. I am just wondering what I can do, if anything, to make things smoother, or if I should just cut off the relationship. Very good question. And very well put. So it's about a particular person with the boundaries. And I have to say this first, right off the bat. Women and men, or boys and girls, boundaries are so important. It's outrageously not focused on so much, especially when you've been with somebody and you're tolerating so much. But so Annie, it is Annie, right? I think Bobby, Annie.
Yes, Annie.
Okay, you know, Annie, I feel this. You are on the. You absolutely made the right choice, and by doing this, this is the thing. What your intent is behind your choice to have done this. First of all, nothing's going to change unless you, because I don't feel that he has the strength or whatever the issue is with him. He needs some sorting out of his own work, I call it. But you made an absolutely correct choice. And by doing so, yes, you might feel that it's a risk. And it's one of those feelings of risk, not like, well, I like to jump out of airplanes. It's not that feeling of fun risk. It's a risk that maybe you made the right wrong choice because you want him back in your life, blah, blah, blah. But you know what you don't want. You don't want to be with this person. And if he is not going to be able to be equally giving you what you need. So by you making the choice, you are on the right track now. As far as, you know, he's the heart thing again. It's coming up, the heart. Everything's about the heart. Broken. There's always interference. He brings in interference, outside influences that just mess. And he's not through doing that. So this, if you need what you're doing, I'm encouraging you to carry on with your boundaries. Be strong, be fearless, and you're doing the right thing. And absolutely, because if you go back into the same way, nothing's going to change. It's going to continue on. And the way I read is every negative can be a positive. That's how I read. So I'm giving it to you a little bit harder. And if you do, you know, decide to go back into the same old stuff, it's just going to be hard. Your heart will be broken. Again, and I'm not saying it's just painful, and he has not gotten it. So I say be strong and go for it. I see you not being happy if you go back into the same situation. Be strong, and I think he'll be pleasantly surprised that it will work out. It will be hard. It's very hard. Some people don't get it. I get it. It is hard. You know, I hope that helped.
Very
thanks,
nice.
Annie.
Hey, why don't you continue on, because we're gonna actually end our portion of the readings for tonight.
Right.
And just thanks so much, everybody. We just had a great turnout in the chat room. Everybody stopping by, especially on this holiday, and just awesome. So, but you are hosting next week's show. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, next week's show is about transcendental meditation, and transcendental meditation, which I actually in 1974 myself was initiated into it, and it's also referred to as TM. It's from Maharishi from the 1950s. So my guest will be Nina Mead, and she's a certified teacher of the meditation program here in where I'm from.
where you're from.
From California, in Encinitas, California, and so she's a teacher, and there's teaching centers all over the world, but she will be with us, so it'll be quite interesting, because a lot of people don't know about the technique of TM.
No, obviously, actually, you know, it was the very first one I started out with. It was my first introduction to any type of meditation. I saw a commercial on television, and it pulled me out of that lazy attitude that I was in at first. I was like 21, I think, you know, and it just really pulled me out. So I went downtown Denver and had my first sessions. They gave me my mantra. And
yeah.
And,
you don't tell anybody.
You don't tell anybody. And, but I get now where it was coming from. There's so many different meditation techniques, and this is the one, isn't it? Really, I mean,
I think it's a founding father of meditation.
That's absolutely.
So it'll be interesting, because meditation has become more very open. You know, everybody's talking about meditation, so this should be. I think people will be interested, and this is a technique. And Bobby, that's interesting, because I as well, it was my first introduction into it when I was younger, and I didn't stay with it, but oh well, maybe. But there you have it.
There brilliant, have it. Wonderful.
Thanks.
Well, thanks again to all of our different co-hosts. Steve, awesome tonight. Hopefully, you felt good about tonight's show.
Yes, it was great fun. Yeah, we did this last year, and I really enjoy the full show of readings and wonderful turnout. Thank you to everyone that called in, and thank you for hosting us, Bobby. You did a wonderful job.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Res Miranda, so wonderful that you're here. How often do you come on? Do you just, should I get sick more often so you can come in and fill in? Or does that work?
Should we take
Green out with a dart?
Yeah.
I can't, but nothing happens. No. No, just every once in a while when somebody can't make it or needs to take care of some personal stuff or what have you. I'm here and I enjoy it every time. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And Maureen, are you going back out to the beach, Maureen?
I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go to the beach. Do crazy dance. No, I'm going to go eat. I'm going to go eat my Thanksgiving dinner, actually, and then come back and work.
You're going to work tonight?
I'm going to work tonight.
So that's a good point, because all of us do work on psychicaccess.com. And so I think Res Miranda had made mention that she was going to be there, and Maureen is going to be there now. Steve, are you going to be online tonight?
I am, for a couple of hours, yes, and then I'll be on most of the day tomorrow.
Brilliant.
Bob,
so, go ahead.
Great show. Really great show. Because it was pretty busy, and everybody, thank you for joining us, because this has been the best. This is the third one I think we've done. Was it third things? I don't know, something like that. And this was great. Fantastic people coming into the chat room, and very well done, Bobby.
Thank you very much. You know what I like, especially with the chat room, everybody. Like Steve was saying earlier, everybody kind of chatting with each other as well. You know, they don't just sit there. They're not stagnant. Everybody's kind of chatting back and forth and commenting on other people's chats. And I think it's a great community, isn't it? And I love to see that created here.
Yes.
Absolutely. So as far as I know, I don't know if Doug is still around. I guess we're wrapping up the show, and this is it. So, again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening and everything, participating in the chat. And we will be here next Thursday night with Maureen hosting the show. And, of course, that will be 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. So please join us if you can. And thanks again, everyone. Have yourselves a great, great week. We'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.
A new era in psychic services has begun. psychicaccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
Blinded.